今早的就业经课是起自耶利米书第十二章一到五节。耶利米书第十二章第一节：耶和华，我与你争辩的时候，你显为义；但有一事，我还要与你理论。恶人的道路为何亨通呢？大行诡诈的为何得安逸呢？你栽培了他们，他们也扎了根，长大而且结果。他们的口是与你相近，心却与你远离。耶和华，你晓得我，看见我，察验我，向你是怎么样的心。求你将他们拉出来，好像将宰的羊，叫他们等候你杀戮的日子。这地悲哀，通国的青草枯干，要到几时呢？因其上居民的恶行，牲畜和飞鸟都灭绝了。他们曾说，他看不见我们的结局。耶和华说，你若与步行的人同跑，尚且劫累，怎么能与马赛跑呢？你在平安之地虽然安稳，在约旦河边的丛林要怎么行呢？ This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God.
The second scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 6. I'll be reading it in Tamil. இரண்டாவது வேத பாடம் எபேரியர் 12 அதிகாரம் வசனங்கள் 1 முதல் 5 முடிய. ஆகையால் மேகம் போன்ற இத்தனை திரளான சாட்சிகள் நம்மை சூழ்ந்து கொண்டிருக்க, பாரமான யாவற்றையும் நம்மை சுற்றி நெருங்கி நிற்கிற பாவத்தையும் தள்ளிவிட்டு, விசுவாசத்தை துவக்குகிறவரும் முடிக்கிறவருமாயிருக்கிற இயேசுவை நோக்கி நமக்கு நியமித்திருக்கிற ஓட்டத்தில் பொறுமையோடே ஓட கடவும். அவர் தமக்கு முன் வைத்திருந்த சந்தோஷத்தின் பொருட்டு அவமானத்தை எண்ணாமல் சிலுவையை சகித்து தேவனுடைய சிங்காசத்தின் வலது பாரசத்தில் வீற்றிருக்கிறார். ஆகையால் நீங்கள் இளைப்புள்ளவர்களாய் உங்கள் ஆத்துமாக்களில் சோர்ந்து போகாதபடிக்கு தமக்கு விரோதமாய் பாவிகளால் செய்யப்பட்ட இவ்விதமான விபரீதங்களை சகித்து அவரையே நினைத்து கொள்ளுங்கள். பாவத்திற்கு விரோதமாய் போராடுகிறதில் இரத்தம் சிந்தப்படத்தக்கதாக நீங்கள் இன்னும் எதிர்த்து நிற்கவில்லையே. அன்றியும் என் மகனே, கர்த்தருடைய சிச்சையை அற்பமாக எண்ணாதே. அவரால் கடிந்து கொள்ளப்படும் போது சோர்ந்து போகாதே. கர்த்தர் எவனிடத்தில் அன்பு கூறுகிறாரோ அவனை அவர் சிச்சித்து தாம் சேர்த்து கொள்ளுகிற எந்த மகனையும் தண்டிக்கிறார் என்று பிள்ளைகளுக்கு சொல்லுகிறது போல உங்களுக்கு சொல்லியிருக்கிற புத்தி மதியை மறந்தீர்கள். This is the word of the Lord.
Church, we are very privileged to have as the speaker for today's service, Reverend Jonathan Wong. Reverend Jonathan Wong is the vicar of St. George's Church, and he is also the dean of Vietnam. And because he has such broad shoulders, he's also the area group 3 leader. Area group 3 is where St. John's and Margaret's is also a part of. So let's, church, let's welcome him to the pulpit.
Thank you for your warm welcome.
感谢大家这样的热烈欢迎我。
And it's a privilege to be here to share with you from God's Word.
是我特殊的荣幸能够在这里跟大家分享主的话语。
Especially for my good friend Tang Ming's institution and induction as vicar of SJSM.
尤其是为我的好朋友，今天我们的黄达明会理长就职。
He's your new vicar, but he's my old friend.
他是你们我们的新的牧政，他是黄国明的老朋友。
And it's a fact that we were both ordained on the same day.
哦，他们两个都是同一天按立的。
Our names are almost alike. Mine is Wong Kok Ming. He is Wong Tak Ming.
他们好像孪生兄弟啊，一个黄国明，一个黄达明。我也是个明，所以我们三个明。
And I tell all who would hear when I was first inducted as the vicar of Light of Christ, it was Bishop John Chu's first induction. And when he was inducting me, I say us because he said, I induct you, Jonathan Wong Tak Ming.
记得当年我们的周行政的主教安利他的时候，他搞错了，他称他为Jonathan 黄达明，他应该是约拿丹黄国明。Okay, 我们的周主教弄糊涂了。
But as you receive this cure, as the bishop says, both mine and yours, it means it is a shared responsibility.
但是即使如此，这样混乱了。我们还是共同拥有这样的一个职务。
Let's bow for a word of prayer before we come.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather in your name to sit at your feet to listen to your word.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，奉着主的圣名，能够在你的宝座前来跪拜尊崇你。
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our Rock and our Redeemer.
让我们的口中所说的言语，主的话语能够荣耀你的名，也能够达到主的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.
The passages which we're sharing were read were selected actually by Tak Ming.
今天的这个整个经文呢，是我们的黄达明会理长所选的这段经文。
Yeah, if I can get.Technology to work sometimes. Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. Right. And in particular, you know, when I asked what was his thought as he takes on this role, he pointed to this verse.
当我问我们的黄卫理长，当你选这段经文的时候，你的想法是什么？
If you've raced with men on foot and they've worn you out, how can you compete with horses?
就是今天耶利米书的经文第十二章第五节，耶和华说：“你若与步行的人同跑，尚且蹶累。”
His point
怎么能与马赛跑呢？
Yeah. His point was that this, you know, seems like a race that he has to run. He's the baton has been passed to him. He's taking it on the next lap.
当时我们的黄卫理长他接棒了之后，觉得说他必须要继续奔跑前面的这个道路。
Some of you may not be able to tell, but I used to run a lot of races when I was younger.
我们的黄国明他年轻的时候也常常奔跑赛跑。
There are some of my old classmates here. They will attest to the fact I used to run a lot of races when I was young.
我们当中以前跟我是老同学同窗的，能够出来见证说我当时是一个赛跑健将。
And、in particular, I want to look at this passage in Hebrews where the writer of Hebrews says to the Hebrew Christians, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
然后看到我们的希伯来书第十二章这段经文里面告诉我们说我们要忍耐奔跑那摆在我们前面的路。
And there are three points I want to make from this passage.
从这段经文呢，我要提出三个学习的要点。
Firstly, it's important for us to set our focus.
第一就是要我们把的焦点放好来，要专注焦点。
Next, it's important for us to endure discipline.
另外一个就是要有忍耐，很有纪律的去忍耐。
But I will end with this point that ultimately we must consider Christ.
但是最终就是我们要思念思想我们的主耶稣。
And while this is a word certainly for Tak Ming,
这一段经文虽然说是为了我们的黄达明会理长
，But really it's for the whole parish.
但其实是为了我们整个的堂会所讲的。
Because he's not running this race alone.
因为他不是单独一个人在赛跑。
Although he has an important role, it's not the only role.
虽然他有一个很重要的角色，但是他不是单单这样的一个角色。
Although he has an important responsibility, it's not the only responsibility.
虽然他的任务，是要奔跑前程，但是也不是单单一这样的一个任务。
It's important for all of us. So let's hear what God's word says.
所以很重要的就是我们要围绕他，帮助他。
First is to set your focus.
第一，我们要把我们的焦距专注。
Verse 1 says, Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
希伯来书十二章第一到第二节，我们既有这么多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
让我们能够存心忍耐，奔跑那前面的道路。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God, the throne of God.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And the two things we need to look at, or our focus should be on.
这里我们看到两个重点是要我们去专注的。
It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
第一，既然有这么多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
And it's of course in the context of what came before in Hebrews 11.
这当然是从前面希伯来书第十一章所讲的、所论的。
There is an African proverb that is often quoted that if you want to run fast, run alone.If you want to run far, run together.
有一句非洲的谚语说，如果你要跑得快，你单独一个跑；但是你要跑得远，你要有一群人一起跑。
This great cloud of witnesses are, of course, what the writer of Hebrews was referring to, all those who have gone before us.
这个希伯来书所讲的围绕着我们，好像云彩围绕着我们的这些见证人，是我们之前的那些。前面奔跑的人，他们的见证。
Hebrews 11 is of course the hall of faith, not hall of fame, but hall of faith. All those faithful servants, both named and unnamed.
希伯来书第十一章所讲的就是信心，里面所提到的人物都是充满信心的，我们的前面奔跑的那些人。
Pointing to the fact that all of Scripture ultimately points how God has worked amongst His people.
这里讲到说前面奔跑的见证人。让我们看到神一路来怎么样保守，使到所有前面奔跑的人都归向最终神的计划。
God's providence, God's mercy and grace, God's deliverance.
神的供应，神的慈悲怜悯，还有神的拯救释放。
And he says, in light of that, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
所以在希伯来书十二章说。因此，我们就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠绕我们的罪，存心忍耐。
We can think of many things that can entangle us, would slow us down, that can prevent us from running the race.
我们可以想象，我们人生中很多很多缠绕我们的事，使到我们不能够完成我们这个竞赛。
But if you read through the book of Hebrews, especially in its context, you realize one of the things that keeps cropping up each step of the way.Is really the sin of persistent unbelief.
如果你熟读希伯来书，你会看到他所讲的一个缠绕我们的罪，就是很固执的这个罪，我们不要去面对它。
On the surface, it may seem unbelief. That's not so bad a sin. It seems trivial on many levels.
这个罪就是不信任。 表面上看起来这个不信任的罪好像是 算不了什么大事,但是不然。
But in reality, it's the root of sin, isn't it?
因为这个不信的罪就是罪恶的根源。
If you think back right to the Garden of Eden, what did the serpent say to Adam and Eve?
我们回顾当年在伊甸园那个时候那条蛇怎么样跟亚当跟夏娃说呢?
Did God really say?
上帝真的如此说吗?
So this great cloud of witnesses helps us, they're cheering us on, they're helping us see that yes, we believe.
所以我们前面的这些如云彩般这样围绕着我们的见证人, 他们告诉我们说, 我们信。
But more obvious, the focus for us is to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
但是更重要的就是我们要专注在我们的主耶稣身上, 因为他是我们创始成终的这位主。
This word pioneer could also be translated author or leader.
这个创始者先驱也可以当成是我们的作者,我们的领袖。
In other words, it's because he has run the race before us.
因为他在前面已经跑了这一段竞赛,这段路。
Showing us the way.
他指示了前面的道路。
But he's more than just a great example.
但是他 不单单只是个好榜样,他比那个还大。
He is also the perfecter or the finisher of our faith.
他也是一个完成者,他让我们的信能够完成,让我们能够完美。
As we fix our eyes on him, our faith is in him.
当我们专注在耶稣身上的时候,我们的信心就在他的身上。
That's why in Ephesians, Paul said to the Ephesian Christians, I pray that out of his glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being.
所以在以弗所书第三章的第十六节这么说：求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。So
we set our focus on Christ.
所以我们把我们的焦点放在耶稣身上。
But if I can skip over verse 3, I'll carry on into verses 4 to 6. The second point is that we need to endure discipline.
我们继续回到希伯来书第12章,我们看第4到第5节,所要专注的就是我们要很纪律的去接受管教。
If you can do me a favor, you read me verses 4
verses
to 6 in
okay.
Mandarin.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 希伯来书第十二章第四到第六节，你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。”So
he says here. You have not resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
这里说，你还没有征战到你必须要流血的地步。So
you fall down, you get hurt. Any blood? Not. No blood. Carry on.
所以你跌倒了，你受伤了，有没有流血啊？没有流血，继续走。And
he then goes on to talk about the fact that, you know, we need to be prepared to be disciplined by the Lord.
这里也教我们说，我们要做好准备，因为主会激励我们。Not
to make light of his discipline.
不要把这个管教轻看了。The
question is, of course, you know, when you are receiving discipline, how do you distinguish discipline from judgment?
一个很有趣的问题就是，当我们受到管教的时候。 我们要怎么样去分辨这个管教还是一个惩罚，就是一个审判。
I know you know this, but actually you can't.
你或许知道，但是好像不能够去分辨是管教还是审判。
Because it feels exactly the same.
因为感觉上好像是一样的。
But scripture is full of texts that tell us how, you know, suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们受苦受难，使到我们能够培养忍耐，因为有忍耐，我们有信心，有盼望。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because this testing of your faith produces perseverance. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4.
Yep. Okay. 雅各书第一章二到四这么说：我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜了。因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
And this perseverance obviously produces maturity and it completes you. And then in 1 Peter 1:7 it says, these trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faithOf greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
我们也看彼得前书第一章的第七节这么说：叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
The writer of Hebrews, later on in the same chapter, he says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time but painful, but it ultimately produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it. So strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees.
在希伯来书第十二章十一到十二节继续说，凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So endure discipline means never give up.
所以忍耐就是不要放弃。
Tom Landry, who was the famous coach of the Dallas Cowboys, was reputed to have said, "The job of a coach is to make men do what they don't want to do in order to be what they've always wanted to be."
有一位很有名的一个教练。Tom Lambert?
Landry.
他这么说，身为一个教练，你就要让人家不愿意做，但是让他们去做，以便训练他们。
So we endure discipline.
所以我们忍耐地去接受管教。
But the final point I want to make from this passage is that ultimately we need to consider Christ.
但是最重要的就是我们要思想耶稣。
Verse 3 reads, Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
十二章第三节说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，就是指的就是耶稣，你们要思念，免得疲倦灰心。
This word, which in the Greek is translated, consider him, actually has a mathematical sense to the word.
根据希腊原文，这个思念、思想里面有包括了数学的含义。
Another way of translating it is to weigh up carefully him, Jesus Christ.
就是用数学去计算、去衡量耶稣他的身份、他的重量。
To make calculations to reckon up.
让我们要做好计划、计算，去好好的思念他。
It's a derivative of the Greek word logizomai, which we are familiar with, you know, in Romans, in Galatians, where scripture says Abraham believed God and it was reckoned or credited or logizomai to him as righteousness.
那个希腊文我不会说了哈。
Sorry.
但是经文我们的圣经里面常常讲到了，就是我们要计算，我们要付出，我们的付出，这些都是数学里面的一种计算，思念，而不是只是想想而已。我们要去筹划、筹算。
I said that, you know, in the situation and experientially, we can't distinguish between discipline and judgment. But there is a way we can do that. And the way we distinguish discipline from judgment is the cross.
刚才我说，我们 平常人好像不能够分辨被管教跟被审判的这样一个区别，但是我觉得可以的，就是当我们以耶稣的十字架为我们的这个焦点去思考的时候，我们可以分辨管教跟惩罚的分别。
When we consider his cross, where he endured opposition from sinners, we don't give up.
当我们思想耶稣他怎么样忍受罪人顶撞，他上了十字架，我们因此不要感到灰心而死。
At the cross where justice and love meet, we see who God is. Jesus reveals God's heart for us.
因为这个十字架上，耶稣显现了体验了神的心意是什么，让我们知道神的旨意。
When we encounter difficulties in life, we understand it's God's discipline because He loves us. We are assured of His love because of the cross.
当我们在生命里面，我们的生活中遇到了苦难挑战的时候，我们思考十字架，因为这是神给我们的一个管教的一个经验。
I leave you with this passage from 1 John 4, 16 through 19, which I think we all know well.
让我们从约翰一书第四章十六到十九节来想。
I'll read the whole passage in English, then you read it in Mandarin.
Yes, sir.
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us.
约翰一书第四章十六节开始，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含有刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人说
，Yep. So let us run the race with perseverance that has been marked out for us.
让我们用忍耐来奔跑摆在我们前面的道路。
Tak Beng and the parish of St. John St. Margaret's.
我们的黄达明会理长，还有我们圣约翰圣马格列堂所有的会众。
By setting our focus on the author and perfecter of our faith.
让我们专注在创始成终的作者，我们的主耶稣。
Not giving up even when we endure or face hard times and difficulties in life.
即使在我们面对种种困难的时候，我们不要放弃。
But looking and considering Christ and his cross for us.
专注十字架，思念耶稣。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
I'm going to pray a prayer from Ephesians 3, which I had quoted earlier, but it's a prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians that I think is really appropriate for all of us today.
我要以以弗所书第三章的经文来为大家做祷告。
Father God, we pray that out of your glorious riches, you may strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being.
上帝啊，求你按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
That Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, so that we may be rooted and established in love.
让耶稣基督能够住在我们的心里，让我们的爱心有根有基。
And that we may have the power together with all God's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
以致我们能够和众圣徒一同明白耶稣的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That we may know this love which surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
Now, to you who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to that power which is at work within us,
便要神一切所充满的充满我们，让神能按着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
To you be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever.
但愿主在教会中，并在耶稣基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。